Gotcha.
Shabbat Shalom or Shavua Tov.
Thank you. You too.
How are you feeling?
Fine. Good.
Well, Kasha.
I just sent you a message.
I'm sorry?
I just sent you a message. Your email didn't have an attachment.
What else is new? Okay.
I can relate to that.
I'll resend it, obviously.
Okay.
We're going to be reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Behar, starting with section 5, which talks about the Shabbaton, or the Shemitah, and the Yovel. Pasuk 16. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu kunanei aleinu maasei adenu kunaneihu. Uvashana ha-shvit Shabbat Shabbaton v'gomer Pikuda dalishvot v'shana tishvit v'yavitreya lishvot v'shaviya v'avat reya v'hashmit kesafim Bishvit v'avterit. Excuse me. V'avat reya limnot sheva shanim sheva pe'amim v'hayu lecha yemei sheva shabbatot hashanim tesha V'arba'im shana Hatarazah dekol shviyot Mesitra dishkinta De'itkariyat Sheva mesitra de'tzadik De'ihu shvi levina V'hi bat sheva mesitra Dehi ma ila'a Dehitmar Ba'sheva Ba'yom ha'altika. This verse 16 is speaking, being taught by the Re'aya Mehemna, which is the faithful shepherd, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. But in the seventh year shall be a Shabbat of solemn rest. This precept is to rest during the seventh year. The following one is to rest during the seventh day. And the following is to cancel money debts on the seventh, and then to count 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Shabbaton of years shall be to you 49 years. Here is the secret of the group of sevens as they emanate from the Shekhinah, denoting Malchut, called seven, from the standpoint of the righteous, denoting Yesod, which is seventh from Binah. And she, Malchut, is the daughter of seven from the side of supernal Imah, denoting Binah that illuminates it, since Binah is the seventh going from below upward, of which it is written 7 times a day, I praise you. My commentary. Whenever the faithful shepherd, who is the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu, the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, teaches in the Zohar, it is an amazing teaching. It is also usually difficult to understand and needs to be contemplated. These next 2 sections, or more, are like that. The verse from Vayikra, chapter 25, verse 4, which is quoted here, uses the phrase Shabbat Shabbaton, Yehi La'aretz Shabbat La'Hashem. The quote above is the normal way to translate these terms. What is explained by the rabbis is we work the land for 6 years and let it lie fallow in the seventh. What is the meaning of fallow? It means that what grows on that land is not harvested for the benefit of the owner of the land. In fact, all land is owned by Hashem, and he lets the human owner act as if he owns the land. Actually, we need to realize that we are only managing the land for Hashem and what Hashem wants to have happen. We need to truly recognize the meaning of the leading lamed, since it appears in two words in this phrase, one relative to the land and one relative to Hashem. It is also important to realize that the ultimate name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav, is also in this verse, being translated as shall be, something in the future. The meaning of a prefix lamed is two or four. In the traditional translation, there are also two words, Shabbat, in this phrase, along with the word Shabbaton. What is the meaning of a Shabbat of complete rest to the land, for the land? What is the meaning of Shabbat for Hashem? A lamed, even when a prefix, is adding two aspects to the word. One aspect is a connection to the higher worlds of Bina, the energy store, and another aspect is to the concept of teaching, teacher, because the lamed is a teacher. The letter lamed means, as a word, teacher or teaching. With this in mind, let us look at what the rest of the pasuk is saying. Complete rest is taught by the land, and also complete rest is taught by Hashem. Complete rest can only come about with a connection to the upper worlds of Bina, the energy store. There are five precepts being discussed in this pasuk of the Zohar. All four or all five relate to the number seven in some way. The first mitzvah translated is a precept to have a total rest that is taught by the land and taught by Hashem, as I said above. This is not the way the rabbis read this mitzvah. They also indicate that it only applies to the land of Israel. There is a mitzvah elsewhere in the Torah to follow what your teachers tell you, the Torah says. Of course, as you start to study Kabbalah, one realizes that one can follow what their own heart tells one to do. A second mitzvah is to do a total rest on the seventh day. A third mitzvah is to release all money debts on the seventh. The Zohar Pasuk does not specify either years or the seventh set of 7 years. One would need to look at what the Hebrew verse actually says. A fourth mitzvah is to count seven sets of 7 years. The fifth mitzvah is to relate these seven sets of seven to the concept of 49 years to you. The Pasuk of the Zohar then goes on to explain how these connections of seven relate to us. It essentially indicates to us that these sevens refer to Bina and Yesod, which is also connected to Malchut. The 17th verse. Shevet Shamahan Inun Avgitat Uchon Miba'atvan Kalal Atvan Betevin Hem Teshavi Arbain Ima Ila'a Shenat Tachamishim Shana Deva Ukratem Daror Batehe Shikinta Tata'a Daror Pedut Ushvita Li Israel Itmar Behon Behaya Zaracha Ka'afar Haaretz. There are seven names, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzad, Kuf, Resh, Ayin, Sin, Tet, Nun, Nun, Gimel, Dalet, Yud, Kaf, Shin, Bet, Tet, Resh, Tzadi, Tav, Gimel, Bet, Kuf, Bet, Tet, Nun, Ayin, Yud, Gimel, Lamed, Pei, Zayin, Kuf, Shin, Kuf, Av, Tzadi, Yud, Tav. They contain 42 letters, and the sum of both letters and words is 49. That is, there are 42 letters and 7 words. Supernalima Bina represents the 50th gate, in which you shall proclaim liberty. For within her, by receiving her Malchim, the lower Shekhinah Malchut, called land, shall be liberty, redemption, and rest for Israel, of whom it is written, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. The earth being Malchut. My commentary. There is something truly significant in this teaching. The Anabekoach is composed of both 42 and 49. It actually should be called the name of 49, not 42. Also, the idea that land is related to the Shekhinah and the relationship between Malchut and Bina is very significant. One aspect that is generally not taught, yet needs to be learned, is the idea that each of the seven names, which are verses, relate to the whole, is significant. It is revealed in the Gematria as well. Let us look at these relationships. Chesed has a gematria. The first verse has a gematria of 506. It also has a small gematria of 20. Gevurah has a gematria of 729 and a small gematria of 27. Tiferet, 387, is the gematria of the third verse, which has a small gematria of 18 as well. Netzach has a gematria of 704 and 29. Hod has a gematria of 239 and 32. Yesod has a gematria of 230 and 23. Malchut gematria is 906 with a small gematria of 24. The total, 3,401, with a gematria, small gematria of 173. The phrase, proclaim liberty, with kar atem daror, is also an important aspect of this pasuk. The gematria of this phrase is 1,157. With the small gematria of 32, are also significant. I'm suggesting that you all determine what is the meaning of each of these words and or the gematria for yourselves. I will give a class in a few months that will explain these aspects. I don't want to give this class during the Omer period. Verse 18. Kol sefira me'ilein sheva shit gad pin zinun shit advan lekol haduchon kudsha barichu. Kol sefira me'ilein sheva b'shvishtayim yikas epanav uvishtayim V'kaseh raglav uvishtam yeofef uvina ihu atas achat ushkinta tata'a sheva ulela mibina achat v'achat hasar sefiran Shitaim Gimel Yedalad Vehei Bevav Vezayin. Every Sephirah, meaning each name from these seven names, possesses six wings corresponding to Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Since there are six letters in every name, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadi possesses six letters, and as well Kuf, Resh, Ayin, Sin, Tet, Nun. And so it is with all of them. And with them, the Holy One, blessed be He, with each Sephirah from these seven, illuminates the angels above, about which it is written, with two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet, and with two did He fly. Bina represents one. The lower Shekhinah is seven. Above Bina, the high priest counts one and one. He would count the ten sephirot by means of sprinkling, one corresponding to Keter. One and one equals Chochmah and Bina. One and two are Chesed and Gevurah. One and three corresponding to Tiferet. One and four corresponding to Netzach. One and five corresponding to Hod. One and six corresponding to Yesod. One and seven corresponding to Malchut. The counting of the Sephirot within the Omer is hinted to in this Pasuk. An example is the second verse, third word or letter, is Kuf Resh Ayin Sin Tet Nun Ayin. We need to relate this to the Sephirah of Tiferet of Gevurah. We also need to meditate on the gematriot associated with these letters, and also the names of the angels, which the Kabbalah relates to with respect to Sephirot. This is what we need to do with all of the Sephirot. Also, we need to bring the idea of Yom Kippur into our meditations during the Omer. Verse 19. Kan v'yelech halo v'gad el misitra nukra v'chamayim hayu halof v'chasor ematai v'atar dishkinta tata asharya v'zayin ha'hidiktiv Watanach Hateyava Bechodesh Hashvi Da Shikinta Tata Beshiva Asaryom Lachodesh Ihi Shavia Wa Asira. And from here it grows as we promote to a higher grade of sanctity by adding one each time. From the perspective of the stranger, meaning the other side, the waters decreased continually. When was this? It took place where the lower Shekhinah, being Malchut, dwells with the seven. The verse states, and the ark rested in the seventh month, corresponding to the lower Shekhinah. From then the water began to decrease on the 17th day of the month, denoting Malchut, referred to as seventh, and referred to as tenth. When one begins to count from Keter downward, Malchut is located tenth. From Chesedin down, she is seventh. The 20th Pasuk. Dislikat b'chol nitiyeh di'ihi b'ena shenat hayovel ihi yehiyeh asher yehiyeh tirein zimnin yehiyeh tushpan membet utmanya advan b'chol chamshin Divchon tekuda lachashoshanat hayovel uveya Yikuda lachazor le'ahuzahoto. Biyovel bishnat hayovel hazot tashuvu v'domer. Kol chad yachazor be'al darga. Dilead nishmatein. Achiza mitaman. Kemadi uktuha v'chavilchas. Tashuv el ha'elohim v'domer. When the name Echiyeh, denoting Bina, the Jubilee year, rises and illuminates upon them, upon the 49 years, it, Bina, is called Echiyeh Asher Echiyeh. This means twice Echiyeh, since each one numerically reaches 21 in the count of 42. With eight letters of the two names, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, there is now 50. In them is anchored the precept to count the Jubilee year and the precept to return to one's inheritance on the Jubilee, as it is written, in the year of the Jubilee you shall return. This means that each will return to the level whence the soul was attached, as we established, and then the spirit returns to the Elohim, meaning Bina called Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, with the vowels of Elohim. Verse 21. Shemita shiki atata adihi mishva shenin yovel imaila abina ihi L'cham shin shenin uvayit yachasin Yisrael b'machkanut fon min galuta ha'idiktiv v'yishel mishpatcho pachto tashuvu k'egav nademachkanu demitraim dinun mare torah Ba'it mar b'chom, b'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael, v'yokmu ha'echad ma'chamishim. Please hold on 1 second. My commentary on verse 21. The word chamushim can be pronounced in different ways. One way means armed. One way means 50. One way means the weapon is the Torah. Did you ask the question, how can there be masters of Torah who left Egypt when the Torah was not given to Mount Sinai until 50 days later? I just realized I hadn't read the English translation, so I will do that as soon as I finish the next sentence. I'm glad you realize the relationship of Torah and 50, and Bina and Malchut, hinted at in this pasuk. The sabbatical year represents the lower Shekinah, which consists of 7 years. Jubilee is Ima supernal, Bina representing the 50th year. Israel was connected with it when departing Egypt, as it is written, and you shall return every man to his family. This means that just as the Exodus from Egypt, there were masters of Torah among them. As it is said of them, and the children of Israel went up armed, the Hebrew word is chamushim, and we established that it meant 1 out of 50, denoting Bina. So hear ye, and you shall return every man to his family, denotes Bina. And this means to his family, as in the Exodus from Egypt, in which they were redeemed by the 50th gate, Bina. Verse 22. Ushkin ka ta ta ihi galuka geulat bate are choma itmar ba uvate are chachat serim ditre bate it bilima iti nun mimare Torah itkariyu bate are choma kegavna de itmar b'machkanu b'mitzrayim v'chamayim lachem choma mimina u'mishmolam la'acherim delavinun mare Torah The lower Shekhinah corresponds to the redemption of the houses of walled cities. And in relation to it, the houses of the villages without walls are mentioned. There are two houses in the heart corresponding to Malchut. If they are those of the sages of Torah, they are called houses of walled cities, as it is written when departing Egypt. And the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. Others who are not Torah masters are called the houses of the villages, which have no wall. For the inner part of Malchut is called houses of walled cities, and the outer Malchut is called the houses of the villages, which have no wall. My commentary. Again, we need to thank Rabbi Ashlag for his commentary. We also must realize that this is also a hint to the scroll of Esther being read in walled cities on the 15th and not on the 14th of Adar. Did you ask the question, how could the sages of the Zohar know that the human heart has four chambers, and hint to it in this pasuk, but not say it outright? How does the idea of two chambers of the heart being regular people and two chambers of the heart being masters of Torah relate to us today? Verse 23. Amar Rabbi Shimon v'ha'ashkata Patserim deit marbea, wata amod bachatzar beit hamelech hap mit nokach beit hamelech uko atar hamelech sitam da kucha berichu wata amod Ein amida ela tzulota nokach beyat hamelech nokach beit hamikdash tekol Yisrael tzirikin letzalaat tzulota dilchom letaman umecheve nokach beit hamikdash Hakaman hatzar mipanimit vaday tireni nun chatzrot beit Hashem. Rabbi Shimon said of these walls, which is also, of these cities, the words also mean courts, it is written, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. Everywhere when it is written in the scroll the king without a name, it refers to the Holy One, blessed be he. And stood standing means in prayer. Over against the king's house, meaning facing the temple, as all Israel are obligated to pray there facing the temple. And here, what is the meaning of the inner court? Assuredly, there are two courts of the house of Hashem, an outer and an inner. Yet you say that the houses of the courtyard were outer. I am adding, do you pray facing Jerusalem? Do you pray facing the east? Do you pray facing the temple? What is the halakha? If you were in the city of Sfat, which direction would you pray? Also, does the idea of written in the scroll refer to the Megillat Esther only? Or also other scrolls? The scrolls of the Torah, the scrolls of the prophets, the scrolls of the writings. This is not a rhetorical question. It's a question to be answered by each of you for yourselves. Verse 24. Amar le'a botzina kadish ha'tirem chatzerim inun chitzonim Dila ba v'inun tirein aznaim Dili ba utrein batim Benimim tirein batai Dili ba utrein inun bate Go wae utrein inun Bate barae uzimna diyohe purkana geula tehe lekulu leinun kirivin leli badeiru shikinta uile uilein rechikin deit kirivu Ahidiktiv shalom, shalom, la rachok, vela karov, ox muha, le rachok, me aveira, vela karov, minitzva. The holy luminary said to him, the two courtyards refer to the outer part of the heart, meaning the outer part of Malchut, representing two handles of the heart. The two inner chambers represent two chambers of the heart, denoting the inner part of Malchut. The inner are two and the outer are two. At the time of the redemption will be for all of them. Those close to the heart, which is the Shekhinah, and those from afar who came near. Since this is the essence of the verse, peace, peace, both for far and near. And we explained it as far from the midst of sin to the near from the midst of performing a precept. My commentary. Since every single soul and part of the soul will be redeemed, why should I study Torah? Perhaps your answer to this question will be found in the rest of the Zohar. Are there any questions? I'm reminding you to count the Omer, as well as to join us tomorrow morning, as we will talk about and continue our preparation for the holidays and the holidays in Iyar and the holiday of Shavuot and the growth, spiritual growth we're going through during the Omer. Monday at 5:30, we will continue our classes on the Hebrew letters. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will continue and return to our advanced reincarnation. Wednesday at 6:30, we'll continue our basic class, and we have reached the point for part two of the Hebrew calendar. Thursday at 7 o'clock, we'll return to the Zohar, or we'll read sections 1 till we run out of time of the Parsha of Behar. Saturday at 8:30, next Saturday, we will again return and study Zohar, but this time we'll study from the Parsha of Tehukotai. Any questions? I wish you all a Shavua Tov, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom to you all.
Shalom.